Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with the shout of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. A high school in Texas is creating an AI detecting app to help teachers.
I wonder if it's powered by AI.
You're right. Again, we should start incorporating different AI classes in education, in my opinion. However, comprehension is still a very important thing that these kids do need to know.
Absolutely, man. And I get it. They just want to skate out on the homework or whatever.
We all did.
Of course. And if I had AI, look, I would have used it as much as possible.
Correct.
But I think teachers kind of, most of the teachers I talk to that have dealt with my kids, they know your kid. They know their styles and all that kind of thing. And even when your kid really steps up and does something great academically, typically they still know if they're using words that kid, you know, knows or just.
Right.
I think most teachers, I don't even know that they really need it.
No.
I think most teachers are like, look, bro, I know this is AI. Or if it's not AI, I know you didn't write this, Billy. Mm-hmm.
But again, it kind of goes back to the calculator problem. You know, you're not going to be walking around with a calculator
in your pocket.
Right.
Yes, we are.
But there's a reason why we started using calculators in the upper levels of classes, because then we already knew how to do the math to a degree.
You just want to speed up the process.
The calculator's quicker. All right.
Yeah.
AI. As long as they understand what it is that they're supposed to be talking about, or whatever reason they have for using the AI, as long as they comprehend what it is that is going to be on there,
I agree.
Who cares that AI gets used?
Yeah, comprehension is the main thing out of school.
Absolutely.
Right? I feel like my teachers could tell if I had used. Did you ever use Cliff Notes?
Absolutely.
I missed Cliff Notes, man.
All right. Well, I know we did. I was looking at it, I was like, I wonder if Mike's a little bit younger.
I think they were still available. They were still out there, but I don't believe I ever had Cliff Notes.
And Thrill's right. Like, I just feel like teachers know your kids. Like, I feel like a couple times it was like, stay after class. Like, man, that was a good one, right? And it's like, did you use Cliff Notes? No.
Liar.
I know you did. All right, I did.
Because the teacher's like, we know the Cliff Notes. This is exactly what they say, right? There's nothing. Your answer is strictly what the Cliff Notes said.
Physicists have created the world's smallest violin using nanotechnology.
Oh, really?
Oh, let's play one
for him.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's not just a joke anymore.
Nope.
So who's going to play this?
Billy Strings.
I mean, somebody. Like, it's great that you did it, but again, like.
Somebody will.
And now what?
This will end up in the Guinness World Records within the next 10
years.
Somebody played the world's smallest violin. There's a new theory that the universe started out inside of a black hole, bouncing from a larger planet universe.
That theory's been around for a long-ass time.
It has. We still don't know, y'all.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's a basic way of saying it. Yeah, we don't know.
That's part of the human experience is...
We're spitballing.
...fathoming what it is that we do there.
Yeah.
Where that came from.
I don't know a lot about space, but that seems reasonable.
Right. It's something that could happen.
I mean, essentially, space, the universe around you, it is existence. So however it started, who knows?
Exactly.
I don't think you're ever really going to figure that out.
Until we do, everything's on the table.
What if it's a letdown? You know what I mean? Like, you go to the, or we have figured out, you know, the time loop, all this stuff, but the universe, existence, and it's just some disappointing answer. Turns out that we are the dung of a much larger...
And we're a lizard fart that eventually evolved.
We think we're a big deal, but to the lizard, we're a fart bubble.
Right.
I mean, what if this is purgatory?
There's been a lot of conversations about that between the wife and I, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what if the aliens are just like, I don't know, put them on Earth for 60-some years, 80 years.
Let them hash this out.
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't that be messed up? Like, oh, hey, listen, man. Humans were just troublesome to everybody. We dropped your ass off on this water. Oh, like, God. We gave you what you needed.
We're the prison planet?
It's not even prison. It's almost like detention. Like, man, nobody wanted to be around.
We're the Australia of the universe.
Yeah, so we just kind of put you on the planet.
Again, on the podcast, and there's a brand new episode out today, we talk about it all the time. I was like, I think they've been here. And they're just like, oh, you guys are dumb.
Yeah.
Well, we'll try again in a few thousand years.
One of my favorites, aliens drive by Earth and lock their doors.
Oh, damn.
The Washington Post is planning to let amateur writers submit columns with the help of AI. Then why do you need amateur writers?
I was going to say, what?
Just use the AI.
Is that helping the amateur writers get better at writing?
I can't imagine so.
Right? I mean,
they're not doing the writing. Because
that means you do the bullet points, you feed it an AI. Correct.
And I'm assuming here that they're not covering any news stories. They're covering more articles and op-eds and editorials and whatnot. So at that point, you're not looking for journalists. You're looking for people with what do people care about enough to make an article on it.
Right. That's a good point. Yeah.
I think we're getting to a weird, dangerous time in my mind, too, right? Like,
I agree.
Everything in your history is not great, but you need to know it, right? I mean, you start rewriting history or if we don't write stuff down at a certain point, it's like, well, technology still needs power cords.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? It still needs power. And that's the big thing with AI, just how much energy it actually uses.
Absolutely.
Correct.
Like, why don't you have AI solve that problem? Like, man, this is an energy drain. Like, well, then maybe get AI to figure out a way to, you know, like, that would be a good purpose for it.
Right, all the things we know now of wars and famines and all these horrible things, nothing scares me more than lights going out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not alone on that.
Mm-hmm.
People freak out quick.
New infrared contact lenses are in development that allow people to see in the dark, even with their eyes closed.
Crazy.
Miles and I chuckled about this because, like we said, I understand what they're saying.
Trying to sleep, damn it.
The more accurate statement would probably be to be made available to the public.
So, yeah.
There's very few things that just show up special that's forces. Not already being used.
So they got a better one.
Right.
That's right.
That's all it is. So they've got a better one now that you don't know about.
That's
but
right.
They've been
so
using
you
this
can use these,
for years.
Yeah. I've been staring at you on the street.
There's no way they just allow that to the general public. Like, here.
No. Nope.
Stalk someone in the dark.
No.
You don't think you could find... I bet you could buy night vision goggles right now.
You could buy
probably like $500.
But remember, the military is using them before they were made available to the public. So,
correct.
Talking to a guy from NASA, it's kind of funny. So, look, man, whatever big tech thing, AI is a little different, but he goes, generally, tech gadgets that you can physically interact with, he's like, I've been around for 20 years. He's like, but when the military finally upgrades and has a significantly better version of it, you know, then the public gets
private
sector. He was talking about like fax machines, all this crap. He's like, bro, they were around a long time before you ever even heard of them.
Apparently, your left and right brain hear language differently.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man. My right brain speaks Spanish.
Wouldn't that be something? They're talking to this here? Oh, yeah. I got you.
Oh, got you, man. Social media's obsession with muscles is fueling a new form of eating disorder.
Muscle.
What's that?
Basically, it's kind of a hyperfixation on fitness and building lean muscle.
Okay.
So, like with any eating disorder, whether it's obsessive eating or it is, you know, you can't eat anything that it's going to put any kind of weight on you, it's changing to the point of you need to eat super clean to be able to build bodybuilder style muscle. And there's
eating disorder called?
Oh, it was like MODE, I believe, is what it was. It was like muscular obsessed disordered eating or something like that.
Protein.
Yeah. Right.
That's all it is.
You're
it's protein shakes, it's pre-workouts, it's stuff like that. Yeah.
I mean, if you want to look like a bodybuilder, you got to move giant weights.
And what they're saying is that social media and TikTok and whatnot, there's a lot of fitness influencers out there, and there's a lot of influencers that look very, very good on there to where it's getting the more lax public to be like, oh crap, I'm a fat POS because I've got, you know, 12% body fat.
Right. Which also, we gotta stop that too.
100%.
Like I have some friends that do that, and I'm like, dude, you're not fat. Stop saying that. Because you know what I mean? Because there's people that are really dealing with stuff, and it's like, you're fine. You might be a couple pounds more than you want to be.
Yeah.
But you are not fat.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's a different style of body dysmorphia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at you with the big words.
Body dysmorphia. There's a new article about the anatomy of a smile and how to spot fake ones.
I think you can typically tell.
It comes down to, are they smiling with their eyes, is basically what I found with that article. You know, because the fake smile, they'll just, you know, they'll bring the corners of the mouth up, but those eyes are still dead. Or they're not paying attention, or they're clearly scorned. You can tell. I don't have much of a poker face when it comes to that, unfortunately.
Most people don't, because it's in the eyes.
Yeah.
You know, someone cannot be smiling, just have their resting face, but you can communicate a lot with your eyes with a complete stranger real quick.
100%.
You know, and I mean, and it is understood.
Right. I know, VD. A woman on vacation in Greece had a very negative review of her hotel, Miles.
What was the problem there?
Tell you all about it at 550.
Thank you, sir.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Headlines are coming up at 5:50 in the meantime, and we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast country singer and songwriter. I've never heard of her. Maybe you guys have. Ella Langley?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I Googled her. She is very easy on the eyes.
Beautiful woman.
She is stunning. I'd never heard of her before today.
My wife is about to leave me for her.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I don't blame her.
Oh, she is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I would leave me for her.
Yeah, she's walking out on me for her.
She is, yeah. Anyway, Ella Langley, now she's currently supporting Riley Green on his damn country music tour. And
yes,
to be
is.
Clear, I am not insulting country music. The actual name of the tour is the damn country music tour. Anyway, Ella was on stage the other night and gave a shout out to Hudson Westbrook, who had opened the set. Said, hey man, thank you for coming out here and starting the show. The crowd roared and it was all good. Except that Hudson Westbrook did not perform. A guy named Vincent Mason did.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
No.
Yeah, she took to social media the next day. Just like, hey, and she was kind of laughing about it. Like, my bad, man. I'm not sure how I screwed that up, but I did. But the worst part is the crowd cheered.
They didn't know.
Yeah, they're like, ah.
Now, if she would have said the wrong city, that's embarrassing.
Who do we see most recently that did that?
Oh, God.
I want to say it was somewhat like they were in Pittsburgh when they said Philly, or they're in Philly and said Pittsburgh. But either way, it was just, you know, because the crowd's cheering after some song. They're like, thank you, Philly. And it just, took them about 5 seconds to figure it out. And they're like, oh, crap. Sorry, Pittsburgh. Sorry,
my bad.
Yeah, my bad.
I know. I used to think, how could you be that dumb? And then you realize when you talk to bands, how much they tour and stuff.
Dude.
Like, that's why they write it on tape in front of the stage.
I don't even know what town I'm in.
Yeah. You wake up, you play a show. Yeah, that's it. So thank you, Philly. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch hola.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.